not the best ad for a Macintosh, but they are good computers, though. I'd like to open by saying these are some wonderful performances that we have this week. In the adult Bible study, we were taking up the family. We were looking at children as a spiritual inheritance, so all the parents here can be very thankful that they have children that are as talented as they are this evening and those that are having a desire to do something for the Lord. A security system that no one can fix. Parents checking their children for ticks. Five-star dining at the Hicks. This is Grove City 2006. And by far the shortest poem I've ever written, apparently. People gather on Friday to listen to this joke. To listen to which person Stephen Georgie will poke. Is this the way for us to treat God's folk? Are we like Lot who couldn't see the smoke? A poem written by a childish man who should have sought the Lord instead of a fan, who stayed in foolishness when he should have ran, who is now making things right as much as he can, who came to Grove City to have lots of fun, who prayed for happy times with nothing but sun, and invested his energy in his silly pun until the Lord told him that this time was done. An unscriptural way of starting fires, making honest Christians into liars, poking fun at things which never tires, this is not what the Lord desires. As an ideal car would stop on a dime, it is time for me to become like a mime. And as everything has its proper time, this is the year to end the Grove City rhyme. In 2001, I came here, I wrote two poems. And one of them apparently was funny enough for me to carry on with another poem. I continued to do this for a few years with an intention to eventually stop doing this poem. In the last year that I did this, there were some individuals who were really offended by the content of my last poem. When I found out how these people reacted to this, it really broke my heart. And it's one thing to apologize to this person, but that wouldn't do it justice. The only way that I can truly show these individuals that I'm sorry for what I've done is if I am to personally never do this poem again. And I think it's time to move on to different things. I'm very thankful for the fact that we have a lot of individuals who came up this evening and presented something that was glorifying to God. It's time for me to put away this childish thing, and it's time for us to look forward to different things when we come to this conference.